We are on Daf Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, in the middle of Taisvis, Dibra Maschel, Matbilen Eisei. Taisvis had a tremendous problem that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichis, and Taisvis understood Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichis means that whenever Shlichis helps, so can help through Schia, even though there's no Minui. But Al Koponim, all those who do not have the capabilities of making the Shliach, so Schia won't help from them, for them either. So Taisus had a Shrekliche problem. So how does the Schia of Bezdin help? And there was a double problem. He's a cotton, and Shlichus LeKotten, he's a goy. And Taisves Lamaisa answered these problems. The Gemara says, Nezer Neshech, Midarabon, and this is Chia LeKotten. So the whole Geiris only helps Midarabon. Now, the Chesoron von Akum, Taisves had two mahalchem that al kaponim midarabonon the schia helps. So it's a geiris midarabonon. That's how Taisvis was Messiah. Now, in the middle of Taisvis, v'hod amrinen bereish ben tzoyre, gabi gezel hager, im ein lo'ish goyel. The halacha is that if one steals from a ger doesn't have any yerushim, so there's no yerush to pay up the money to. So you give to the kahanim b'yisei mishma. But the pasuk says, v'im ein le'ish ger, you have to make sure there's no yerushim. Don't assume, since he was a ger, that he doesn't have any yerushim. Could be he had children. So before you start paying up to the kahanim b'yisei mishpo, you have to do a little investigation to be mevarer, are they goyalim or are they not goyalim? Im ein le'ish goyal. So the Gemara says, ish ata tzorech lachzer achov. If the ger is a ish, a godel, it's possible that he had children, so you have to investigate. Did he have children? Are they yoshim? Ata tzorech lachzer achlov, im yesh lo goyel. Avol koton, but if the ger is a koton, he's not an ish, he ata tzorech lachzer achlov. Then you don't have to look if there's any yerushim, because there are no yerushim. He's a ger. Gershon is gaya. Kekotin shenoy ledomi. He has no brothers, no parents. And children he also doesn't have, because a kotin can't have children. From this the Gemara brings the idea that a kotin can't have children. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that if the ger is a cotton, you don't have to investigate if there are goyim, if there are other yoshim. Now, this is very problematic. So we see from this Gemara that it is possible that there should be a ger cotton min ha-teire. There's a cotton, that's a ger, and min ha-teire is a ger. Pasuk is speaking about him. So Taisvi says, Mashkachas lo ger koten min ha-teire, b'mubere shen izgayro, k'damrinen b'peire ka'olu. Oivedes kechova mubere shen izgayro, b'no ein tzorech tfila. Aviger min ha-teire, v'Yisrael gomohu. This is a ger min ha-teire. He's an emissary, maybe the Yisrael Gomeru. Now, Rabbi Kiveger asks Amir de Kekashe, The Gemara in Yevama says as follows. The Gemara brings down this halachem, Evedes kechovim ulberesh and izgayro bno ein tzorech tvila. So the tvila sa'aim helps for the yuba. So the Gemara says as follows. If you hold uba yerech imoi, so the ger is a chelik of the mother, so v'shteitzer, that it doesn't need tvila, because uba yerech imoi. The Gemara is a problem of Uba Lav Yerech Imoi, so the Ger, so the Uber is an entity b'fnei atzmoi, so there the Gemara is a problem. How could the Tvilas Ha'aim help for the Uber? It's a Chatzitze. So the Gemara answers Heine Revise. The Gemara is, and Hilchis Chatzitze, since the Uber needs the mother to exist, so the mother is not Chatzitze. So, we want to make a ger min ha-toira. So, if you learn uba yerech imoy, so v'shteitzach, the mother was megaya herself, and the uber is a yerech imoy, and she became, she's a gedoyla, she was megaya herself, the tvila helps, the geiras helps, there was a das of a gedoyla, so finish, so there's no problem whatsoever. If you're uba lav yerech imoy, so the ger, the uber, is a odom nifrad. He's someone else. The shaylus has the tvil helps. Good. So the tvil nilchas chatzitz helps. But there's a new problem. How does the geris help? How can the geris of the mother help for the uber? I mean, it's very problematic, because Be'emison, if it says in our Gemara, you need schiye for the matbila noisoi. So when you matbil someone, you have to be mechaven that this tvila we mentioned from Rabbi Ber, b'shem the Griz, that I have to be mechaven that this, I'm being matbil him l'shem geiris. This helps al talocha of schiye, and Taisa says the talocha of schiye only helps me the rabbanon since he's a kohen. That's the mechanics of our gemara. So be'emison, there's a bigger problem. The gemara in Yevamis only had a problem on the ma'isa tvila. How does the ma'isa tvila help? It's a chetzitze. So the gemara says heine revise. But there's a much bigger problem. I mean, pshat is when the mother tables herself. Number one, she has to be mechava not only for herself. She wants to be matbil the cotton l'shem geiris, the uber l'shem geiris. And this can only help al saloch of shchi, and it only helps me the rabbonah. So it's a shrek. I mean, Rabbi Kiveige blies by a tzoch ian on this kashin. In just maybe perhaps we could say that maybe Tosus means Yannick Gemara is going Uba Yerech Imoi, but God, I think the Tosus Arashba, when he brings the Gemara in Yevama says the Tvil helps Heine Revise. I mean, so the Tosus Arashba says Klo that we're going Avol Uba Lav Yerech Imoi. So it's a shrek. Avol Kaponim. That's, we have to understand Tosfos. Now, but let's go a little further. Now, Tosfos has another problem. How does he have money? I mean, we're saying that the we have a posik that says one stole from a girl. So how does a cotton possess money? V'islai momen min ha-toyre, k'goin sheyorash es imoy. That he yashin the money from his mother. Now, I just would want to say one more thing. When we learned Yevamis, there was a problem that the Rishonim were Moira, how Lemaisa the Gemara Nachilut says you make Mila before Tvila. And the Seder Ageris first is Mila and then Tvila. So there's a problem over here, here you make tefillah before mila. So how does this work? So other Tosfos says in Achilas, the Ritva says that the Emerson, since Bishas the Tvila is a lav bar mila, you don't need mila. And the Ritva says, so he has a din of an akeva. He becomes a ger with Tvila alone. He's a lav bar mila now. So his geiris is, he becomes a ger like an akeva, he becomes a geiris with Tvila alone. Later, after he's born, so he needs mila als ayid. Ayid needs mila, but the mila is not als geiris. That's what Tosfos says in Yevamos. Now, lechayre, our Tosfos is also like that. Because Tosfos says he yarshins his mother. He yarshins his mother. Kegain sheyoras hasima. That's how he got money. Now, if he would still need geiris, if we would assume, like other Rishonim, that the Seder is not ma'akev, good lechatchila make mila before tefillah, make tefillah before mila also. If we would learn like this, so then we have a lot of problems. So then we have a problem, so after the tefillah, he's still not a ger. I mean, he needs mila. Now, can show you la ben, and now how do you make mila? If we will assume by mila, we also need matbila no yisei al das bezden, so then we'll have a big problem, so zweite, so tschiyah darabonon, and what did we accomplish? If we say, that Tosfos l'shitasoi in Achilas, that the Geiris is finished already. The Geiris is finished with the Tvila. So it's good. So somehow it helps. Rabbi Kibbeger doesn't understand how it helps. But Rabbi Shloim Eger says, Migu de zochi l'navshi zochi nami l'chavu. It works as Migu. Really, and Shlichis l'kotten. But since with this Tvila, the Geiris, the tefillah helps to be megaya yourself, it helps with the cotton also. That's what Rabbi Shlaim Eiger wanted for Emfer Rabbi Kevegis Kasha. Which you have to understand the terrace. About Kaponim, that's a mahalach. So good. So this tefillah made her a ger. She was a geiris for herself with this tefillah. And now there's a klal miki, the zochi lanam, she's zochi nami lachavre. So she's a geiris for the yubur also. And it helps. Here there's no problem of ein shlichus l'kol. Fine. So that's good. We're finished. But if we'll say that you still need mila for the geiris, we will say like that, so we didn't accomplish anything. He's still a goy. When he's born, he's a goy. And you're making him a yid with the mila later. No, the mila later, we have a big problem. Ein shlichus l'kotten, ein shchir l'kotten. So I'll upon him that we have to say that Tosfos is l'shitos in Achilas, that the geiris is nigmar with the tefillah. That's what we have to say. The after tzorich lachzer olam, and you don't have to be mevarer if he has any yoshim. She'ain lo yoshim. She'ain emoylet. V'ochiv minem en yoshim oysam. So that's one mahalach in Tosfos. How Tosfos says pshat in Asugia. Asugia is a geiris tarabonon, and the sugya and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is a geiris tarais, is speaking about umaberish. That she tabled herself, and there the geiris is midarais. Well, if he swore him the garcinem bebom metziye, schiye miye islai. Now, there was another girse in the Gemara bom metziye. There was a girse in the Gemara bom metziye that the Gemara asked, ein shliches lekotten. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos before brought down the girse, der Kotten, der Ostilichla, Schliches, Islei, Schie, Midarabonon. Es ist an der Gemorre, Skashe, der Gemorre, Esks, ein Schliches, Le Kotten, so der Gemorre says, but since der Kotten ist Ostilichla, Schliches, ist Islei, Schie, bei us it says, Midarabonon. So that was the whole problem, so it's only Schie, Midarabonon. There are other Svarim that says in the Gemorre, differently, it says that a cotton, even though shlich is less like, shchi is like, not mit der Rabbonne. Like goes mit der Rabbonne, nicht, the Motzel Meimet is like shchi is min ha-teure. That shchi is not dependent on shlich is. Yeah. So finish, so now, so the whole problem that Teisvus had, that ein Schliches le Kotten, that Schliches, but Schi is different. We have another problem, though. He's a Goy. Voivet kechovem Kotten, kiven the ball is Gaia, since he wants to be Miss Gaia, chashvini leiki Yisrael Kotten. So that thesis is said before already, since with the Geiris will become a Yid, so there's no chesaron of Goy. So Mamele, so now Teisvis was Miyashiv Asugye, so Asugye, Bekitze, Akotten des Chiyem in Ateire, and this guy is a din of a Yid, because with this Chiyel become a Yid. So now, that's the Girsa, but now you have to understand the Girsa. So Teisvis says, Va'aval Gav, the schiya have me tam shliches, the ein lo shliches min atayra. So, how do we understand this? Ani mili bedova she yesh boi ktsas choyve, kigain la hafrish trumosoy. The shema ho yoroitza la poitra bechita achas, a shema yoroitza la hadif. Avol hocha she schus gomo hu yesh loi shliches. Now we have to understand what Teisvitz is answering. I'd like to say two mahalchim in Teisvitz. One mahalach, Abol Ber says, and another mahalach, I'd like to mention another mahalach also. Abol Ber, in Simen, Simchov Gimel on Kibbis, he says as follows. He says there's a machloikis if schiye mitam shliches or ilav mitam shliches. So Rab Chaim says that a filu schiye mitam shliches, lav mitam shliches, it's midine shliches. But lav mitam shliches. So Rabbi Ber explains as follows. So what is the machlokes? So he says as follows. Im schiye mitam shliches is or lav mitam shliches is as follows. If you learn schia lav mitam shliches, so it's a parsha mukhudeshes betoire bedin shliches. That means, there's a new parsha of shliches. There's a parsha of shliches. There's psukim on schia. So if schia lav mitam shliches means, Rabbi Ber says, oh, but it's midine shliches. So there's two types of shluchim. There's a shliach, that one is memane the shliach. That's one way to become a shliach. There's another way to become, a new parsha of shliches, that one becomes a shliach without minui, through schia. That's another way. Now, in this parsha of shliches, it doesn't say a miut of cotton, doesn't say a miut of akum, this is a new. Let's forget about Akam. Akam will be a problem according to Rabbi Ber. But there's no miut of Kotten. That's if you learn Schia Lav Mitam Shliches. So it's a din shlichis, but it's not the din shlichis that we have. And I mean, it is another some a parsha mechodeshes of shlichis, and in this parsha, a cotton wasn't nismayit. If you hold schiyah mitam shlichis, so it means as follows: there's only one parsha of shlichis. The Torah was mechanish, he can become a shliach through schiyah also, but there's only one parsha of shlichis. So if in the parsha of shlichis and shlichis lekotten, so schiyah is not a truth. That's two ways how to learn pshat. Nachamo, one way to learn pshat is that there's a parsha mechudeshes bedinei shlichis. There's a new parsha of shlichis that was said in the parsha of schiyah. There's a new parsha of shlichis. There's one parsha of shlichus, one becomes a shlich through a minui. There's another parsha of shlichus, one becomes a shlich through b'mokim shiach by shchia. But it's a new parsha of shlichus. In this parsha, there's no miutim of cotton. So therefore, even though it's midinei shlichus, but al koponim, there's no, a cotton wasn't nismayit in the parsha of shchia. Or else, we can learn shat that schiya mitam shlichus means there's no two parshas, there's one din shlichus. And there's one parsha that says you could make a shliach through minui. And then there's another parsha that says that if it's a schus, you don't have to be mamana, but it's one parsha of shlichus. So mamel, if ain't shlichus lakot, ain't shlichus lakot. Zot Rabbah Ber, that this is the two mahalchim in Taisvus. Taisvus, in the beginning, held schiyah mitam shlichus. There's one parsha of shlichus. And the parsha of Schiyah says, you can become a Shliach without a meaning through Schiyah, but it's the parsha of Shlichus. So Taisvus had a problem in Shlichus Lekotn. The second Mahalach in Taisvus is there's a new din of Shlichus that was Neschadish in the parsha of Schiyah. And in this parsha, there's no Meyutim of Kotn. But there's a tremendous, this would be beautiful. But there's a tremendous problem over here. Now, in this new parsha, you don't need a schus gomel. Taisus at the end says, you need, here's a schus gomel. Taisus starts about a schus gomel. Mikol mokim pirsha betaisus, the shlich is zu, ein loy bekotten rak beschus gomel. Only by a schus gomel. So this is very, very difficult to understand. I mean, if there's a new parsha of shliches, that which is the schadish by schiyah, you don't need a schus gomer. There's no such din by schiyah, you need a schus. I mean, there's a whole sugya in the Gemara if a person can be mafresh truma for someone else. If it's a schus, if it's not a schus, again, there's a whole sugya. That there's a musig of schiyah by truma. It's not a schus gomo, but it's a schus. There's a din of zochin lodom. I mean, there's many things that there's a din schi, which is not a schus gomo. To be zeich a moment is also not a schus gomo. So I never tell the sikh yet. But al koponim, it's a schus. So here we have to understand that Taisvus is telling us, by a cotton wasn't this mai, but you need a schus gomo. Geres is a schus gomel. So this is very difficult to understand. Now we're splitting up the new parsha of shliches, that this parsha held by a kotten, only by a schus gomel. It's very difficult to understand. Lulei Dvorov, and from the Loshen Hashach, it would seem, in the Loshen of Taisus, it would seem, that that's not what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying that ain't shliches lekotten. That's true. In schiyah mitam shliches. So if ain't shliches lekotten, schiyah also doesn't help. But you know when ain't shliches lekotten, if it's not a schus gomel. If it's a schus gomel, is yes shliches lekotten. Now let me explain this. There's a Rashba in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashba says, why doesn't a cotton have shlichus? ולס לי שליחס, שאין הקוטן עושה שליח, הקוטן כן מייק השליח, why not? לא בצפור אדומה, אין שליחס לקוטן. לא, זה מי זה בי תרומה. So the Rashba says, קוטן אין לו שליחי, שאין קוטן עושה שליח, היינו היכת דאי כצעד חויבה. If there's a צעד חויבה, דאי הווי ברדס, דומה לא ניחה לי בהוכי. That means the Torah did not give him the koyach to make a shliach, because who knows if he really wants the shliachus. Now, with his cotton, the kikop, he thinks it's a good thing to make the shliach. He's making a shliach and tchumah. How is the shliachus being made? Either tells him to take a chitachas, or to take a 60th, a 50th, whatever he's doing. Who says if he'd have seichel, he'd also tell him to do the same thing? So the Torah did not give him a koyach to make a shliach by something which is not a schus goma, because could be he doesn't, because he, since he's a lav bar das, so you need, when you're making a shliach and such, and you have to need a choy, is this really what I want to do? And if you're not a bar das, you don't know what you want to do. That's the Lashon HaRashba. So that's why he can't make a shliach. But by a schus gomul, a cotton can make a shliach also be katnusoy. It's not exedus a cotton that a cotton can't make a shliach. A cotton can't make a shliach when it's not a schus gomul. When it's a schus gomul, he can make a shliach. So memele, geiris is a schus gomul. So what's your kasha ain't shliches lekotten? The Torah was only memayit a cotton by trume. The meat of cotton stayed by trume. Atem, the shliches of trume, a cotton can make a shliach. Because there a decision has to be made, and a cotton is alav bardas to make the decision. But a shliches that is a schus gomer, you don't need a cotton. And this is the lashon of Taisvis. If we look at Taisvis, Taisvis says as follows. Yeah. Fa'af al-gav deschiyah v'mitam shliches. Ve'ein loy shliches min ha-teire. Hani mili, when does he have shliches, but over shesh b'ktsas choytke, lafrish tumen. He doesn't have shliches by trume, but by schus goma yesh loy shliches. And in the Kudus HaKesef, in Simen Shin Hei, says Klara, so when he brings down our Taisvis, he says that Taisvis Kosvu, brings down this Taisvis, the Heichid Havis Chus Gomo Zochen Loi, the Oz Yesh Loi Din Shliches. That's what he brings down from our Taisvis. Because then he has a Din Shliches. So Lecheira, that is what Taisvis is saying. Let us go further in Taisvis. The Gemara asked Akasha, what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, Zoch l'olam shaloi b'fon, if we know Zoch l'olam shaloi b'fon. So Moses says, Ma, the time we were kichovim b'fkei v'nichalei. Va'af al gav de rabbonim, pligi aramei b'ekam b'de gittin. So Taisha is amir de kikasha. This shaila, if it's a schus, if it's not a schus, the machlokes the rabbonin, Rameya holds it's a choiv for an eved to become a ben choirin, because bevkeira neichelai, zilalai, pritzalai, that's Rameya's ashtikter, the chamo of it's schus. So l'chayr we paskin like the chachamim, so we're back where we started from, so what's the chiddush of Rav Huna zochalom shloi befonim? So Taisa zvavgav the rabbonin pligi a Rameya beperkama de gittin, the last lehu time of the bevkeira nichele, hani mili gabi evet, sheine choishesh bevkeira, shmevkiya atzma min ha-shibud. The machloik is the chomim rameya is, you give a shtashicha for an evet. So now the shayla is, let's take everything into consideration.
Und ob ich komme, wenn ich höre, what is he losing or what is he gaining? Ich sage, Meises, he's losing a Schiffre. That's a Chöre, ready. It's schrecklich. It's not, nothing is worth, he's not getting anything that will counteract this loss of losing a Schiffre. That's what Rameis says. The Chomim says, you're right, he's losing a Schiffre, but look what he's gaining. He's gaining his Ois Eved. He's not Meshubed anymore. He doesn't have to work anymore. So the Chachomim hold, if we'll weigh the pros and cons of an Eved becoming a Ben Chayrin, it's more Schus than Chayrin. So that's what the Rabbonim said. But if you have a Goy that is not an Eved, and you clear a Shaila, is it worthwhile for him to become a Yid? So then everyone holds it Sichah not worthwhile, because he's losing the his Hefkedik life. That's what Taisa says. Av goy oivet keichovim, she'enim mishubet, nichalei bevkeire. V'cheinire, de'ilai teim ahochi, hechi maisi siyata mudigiyeris, the Gemara brings a raya. From the Mishnah, is a raya that what, and it's a schus, do barabonini, da fila begodol aslo bevkeire nichalei. So the whole shtik teira v'rabune is not mulchach. So the Gemara answers, when do you say Befkeira Nichalei? By a Godel the Tom Tamadi Surah. Abu Kotten Schusalei. Behold, it's not by a Kamadi Gitten. Oimat nu getzele ishtim. Veshicha zela abdi. Rotzel larzer bishneim yarzer divrei rameya. So, Rabbe holds it's a chayiv. So, heine bevet Godel. That's by an Eved Godel, because the Bekotten, by the Rameya, the Schusoloi, the Leinichaloi Bevker, to the Winin Hoches. We have to say, Yenne Gemara is speaking about an Eved Godel. The Eved Kotten is the Leinichaloi Bevker, to the Winin Hoch, which is the Leitoim Tamad Yisure. I mean, we just have to say one thing. We just had a Tosfos before that said this whole Schia by a Kotten is only a Darabonon. So, I mean, Tosfos and Yeshkech Lom Lakadovim in a Teire, and then, so Tosfos is asking Yakash, Lucheire, like Yenem and Yoma. I mean, Tosfos is a problem. If that mission is speaking about a Kotten, no, Rahune said a Kotten is a Schus. So why doesn't it help? I mean, there's another problem. In Shlichus Lakotan, Taisus had a whole garage. And Taisus said that we're speaking about, according to the Mandiyom, Taisus is asking that Mishnah, according to that Mandiyom, so why is Yachal Achzer boy? Cotton is, it's a schus. Name Yairi after Evet Kotna Chagoyin Shu Shol Koyin Chayvoloi Sheyetzel Lachayis Vishma Fsidei Melechol Betul. Now, Rab May has another cheshben that it's a chayva because if he's an Evet Koyin, he loses the Schus Achilles Tum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yosef, in the middle of the Omar Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yechaylin Limchayis. So Rav Yosef said now, we just had a Moira de Kechidish, that Ger Kotten Matviu Noisei Al Das Besdin. We had another Kechidish, that one of the fathers met Guy himself, Begershin is Guy Bonav Noisei Vimoy, the Nechle B'may Dovid Avuin, it Shayech Geiris by a Kotten. Afal Piken, in all these cases, Higdilo, if they'll become Gdoilim, Yechaylim Limchais. Then they can be Moichan, the whole Geiris that was Bekat Nusam, and finished, and the Geiris is bottled. Higdilo, Ktanim Shiniz Gairo, Vafilo Imavien, with Neichlu my Dovid Lavuin, Yechaylim Limchais, Veloime, Yevshainu, Liyiskeirim, we don't want it, Vechoizrin Lesuron, Main Lona Laon Shem Bebez, Nachalu Yedeinu Tkifa, we won't be managed then. Oh, what's, he's a guy. He was Moiche in the Geiris, that was Bekat Nusai, with all Cheshbainis, so the Macho helps. Vin Kidesh Isha Mishemicha, and if he was Mekadesh and Isha after the Macho, Eina Tzricha Get, Liya Iski Yisrael Mumma, you don't need a get. She's not married.
he's a goy.
Fine. That was Rabbi Yosef Shtik Toyer. Zogte Gemara weiter. Eis ve yabai. Sabai es takashe fama mishne. Hagiyoyres vashvuyo vashifchom שניפטו ושנסגיירו ושנשתחרו פרוסויס מבני שולי שונם יום אחד כסובוסון מוסאי. The ksuba is מוסאי, that's what it says in our Mishnah, if the geirus was when they were פרוסס מבסגימו. ויסאל כדאיתו יגדילו יחילן למחויס, if you say יגדילו is יחילן למחויס, יבינו לו ksuba דאוזלו ואוכלו בגיוסו, we'll give her a ksuba, and that means that she's going to become a goita later. We'll give her a ksuba. And to appreciate the Gemara's kash a little better, the Chassam Sefer's Medayik from the bottom Tosfos, we'll see that if you're moiche, it's not Eklesa Shaila, is the geiris, is it megas gaius or me'eka korka? When she's moiche, yoike the geiris lamafreya, Yoike the Geiris Mikana Lahabe, and he says Yoike the Geiris Lamafreya. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so you're giving her a ksube, and later she's gonna be ksube, paying her a ksube, and later she's gonna be Moiche, and then it comes out she never was married, she was a goita the whole time, and somebody to give a goita a ksubich, what's shot in this? Dozlo v'ochel b'giyusa. So the Gemara says, l'chigodlo. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, l'chigodlo, l'yevinu lo ad shetagdo. No, we don't give her now. We'll wait till she become a gdeile, and then we'll give her the ksubich. So how are you assured when she becomes a gdeila she won't be moicha? You said that when she becomes a gdeila she can be moicha. So you give her now and she'll be moicha. After 10 years, it's finished. So the Gemara says, kiven shigdilo sha'achas v'loi michso shuveni yechayla limchais. No, that it doesn't work like that. That means if she was moiche as soon as she became a gdeila, so if Taisva says if she was noyig in the mitchilas gadlusa, she was noyig a minig yadis, so it's finished. I mean, she was maskim with the geiris, then you can't be moiche anymore. I heard here a ha'ora and the Gemara. The Davoini, I didn't find anyone should ask the ha'ora. So, the Gemara asked Akasha an Amishnah. Amishnah says he married a Gioris that was Nizgaya Prusmi Bas Gimel, so she was a Psula. So, she'll be Boiche. So the Gemara says, Lechi Godlo. So what's the teretz? Lechi Godlo. So Rashi said, Lo Yevinu Lo Ad Shetagdol. So, Lechere, what's the Ivre in the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara understood, you give it to her when she's a Ktane. So the Gemara says, well, she, when she become a Gdoyle, no. The Gemara says, no, we give it to her when she's a Gdoyle. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. So I have a tremendous problem. How did she get married by Katnusa? Who married her off? The Gemara seems to say she got married by Katnusa. The Gemara is all problems. So how can you give her a ksuba by Katnusa? She'll be Meicha later. You give it later. Who married her off? We have a klal, this kedush, she's a ktana. How could she get married? So now, there's a machloikis in Simen Kufnon Hei, Sif Beis. There's a machloikis, 2 days. Like this we have in Perik Beishamai, we have this Kedushin Derabonon. A brother can marry, a mother can marry her off, there's a Din Yisayim B'chayei her off, a father can marry her off.
can she marry herself off? Pekat Nusa. So, L'chayre, there's two days in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramor, in Simen Kufn and Heis, the base, be the Rabbonin, can she marry herself off without a brother? She doesn't, this Gyanus doesn't have a brother, doesn't have a mother, she doesn't have anyone. The Ramah says as follows. The Chozek Shenisays is talking about Mian, you need Mian. Shenisays, Ledas Achero, Vimo, Avalim Nisays, Shaloy Ledaton, Ainet Sricha Lemay. You don't need Mian at all. And the Beis Shmuel says, the Os Aviki Pitri Baum, Pitri Ktana have a Koines. It's nothing. they made up with a Ktana, that's nothing. V'yesh ha'imrim dim higi l'putai s'rich l'amayim. That if she married herself off when she was a putai s'rich l'amayim. That means that there's two shiurim, there's a smaller shiur when you need the brother, there's a bigger shiur that... So, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So I don't understand pshat na ha'gemore. Ha'gemore, it seems for a double portion she got married by Katnusa. The unless you'll say that the Gemara means so the Gemara means to say lechi godlo. What do you mean? She only got married to begin with, or she became a gedola, and when she became a gedola, so there's nothing what to worry about anymore. But it's not mashma like that. It's number one. And number two, I saw on Taisvus Rid, the Taisvus Rid says, Amoyre de Kezach on Taisvus Rid by the small Aleph in the Taisvus Rid, Vehigdilu de Rav Yosef, this is the first line where it gets wide, Lav davke shebo lechlal onshin, Ela shebol lechlau das, v'atayin leibol lechlau lonshin. There's a meiridike tshuvas chsam seifer. There's a meiridike tshuvas chsam seifer. The chsam seifer says that what we know, that a godel is 13 and by a gedayla is 12, that was nimsa, that goes into shiurim, which is aloch lemoyshe misina. That's by a yid. By a goy, the Chsam Seifel says, it's totally when they become a badass. There's no din 12, 13. There's different din. So number one, I think, Dashtaytach, and this is what it says over here. When become a Bechlal Das, even though now they're Geirim, but when they become a Bar Das, als goy, They it's Yechaylum Limchish. You don't look when they become, Yidavadayim Leibol Lechlal Onshim. I mean, he's saying, Amoyre de Kezach, the minute they have Seichel, that we then they're approached with the question. I feel it before Godless. So, Mamela, the whole thing is speaking about Bekat Nusa Be'etzim. No, she's a Baal Das. So, I don't know, so, Loire Bossi. Look to Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rove. Rove is a different kasha. Eilu nare sheeshlam knas. Says in the Mishnah in Eilu nare sheeshlam knas, abala mamzeres, abala nesina, abala kusis, abala giyores, abala shvuye, abala shivcho, shenivdu, vishenizgayru, vishenishtacharu, pchusois, bibnoi shalishon, viyemech. Yeshlahem knas. So indeed is knas. Die andere tegdilu je geilen limgeis, je binnenlo knaas, de ozlo beochlo begiusa. To give, according to Rav Yosef, that they can be moichen de geiris, they can be oike de geiris, so we'll give them knaas. So the Gemara answer is the same teretz, lachi godlo, that you give them lachi godlo. Lachi godlo nami mim chaya venafke. So Moses kimi shigdilu sha'achas, lai michas o shuven je geilen limgeis. So we have over here that Rabbi Yosef had said, "Gdilu yechaylam limchais." Abaye asked a kasha from our Mishnah, give them a ksuba, and Rove asked a kasha from the Mishnah Neilunaros. So, L'chayra, they're both asking the same type of kasha, but each one asks from a different Mishnah. So, Rimos says as follows. Abaye lo yomar ki Rove, hosom knoso, haynu tam shleichoy teniske. Abaye did not bother Rove's kasha. He's asking a kasha that she shall be moichen and ochle begiyuse. There it's a knas. He was ma'anis abas Yisrael. B'shaitoi. Later, she'll become a goite, but that's shloi yechayte niska. This is all shloi yechayte niska. So that kasha didn't bother him. But by us about it, give a ksuba to someone who's a goite, that bothered him. Love loyoma kabaye ksuba in the time is late kalabain of late. If I can't, Rob understood very well our Mishnah. Our Mishnah calls man she wasn't meiche, so now she's a bas Yisrael. So we want to ensure she late kalabain of late. So there has to be a chiyuv ksuba. So mamele the chiyuv ksuba by us didn't bother him at all. Only over there it bothered him. Let us see Rashi. If she was moicha afterwards, that means moicha afterwards is nothing. You're already a Yisraelis and you're a muma. Shesh lom knas nun kesef im yei onsu. Avolam amzer. Svafal gav lutrinim beivoloi sili. Shehakadu beichiyat knas avim anis am amzeres. It says loi sili ishe. Sherei ein eruya lekaim. Vloch yesh lo knas kentu lekamo. Then no later is limudim why it is that way. Abai v'ama kerov, the moisev miknos, the kesova lav to yufti, the time it knos shlei chayte niska li potos, doesn't bother me if ochla begiyus. Rov lo yom ke abai, the moisev miksube, the hosom time of might kino lo rabon miksube, shlei tekala bein of lo yitziyo. There has to be a chiyuv ksuba now. Let us see Taisvitz. Lechigot. It says, Eilu nare sheyesh lam knas. And the Gemara says, this Mishnah is going according to Rameya that holds by a ktana, there's no din knas. The whole din knas is only by a nare. So he was manasa when she was a nara. So what he said, like he got them in time of like Magdali. Shehi nara, kiven shehi bas knas. Maforishi, like he got law, vinoago minig yudis. It means, as he meant to say, that when she becomes a gdaila, vinoago minig yudis, so, then you give her the money. If Tyson would have said this before by Kedushin, it would be very good, so then my kasha wouldn't be shver, but Tyson had no problems before. Tyson says a kasha that, Eilu nare sheyesh lam knas. So the knas is speaking about, he was ma'anis anara. He was ma'anis when she was anara. So if he's ma'anis when she's anara, so the gemara is takasha, so, you're going to give her a knas, the ochle begiyus. So someone says, l'chi godlo. He'll give it to her when she becomes a gdoila. So Taisus says, she's a gdoila already. He was manasa when she was a gdoila. So Taisus says, he meant to say, l'chi godlo v'noga minig yehudis. That means that Kolzman, she wasn't noig minig yehudis. So it's, so in that, let's say, she became a gdoila, a yud beisiv, and she became a gdoila. So at night, the shki, she became a gdoila, let's say yud beisiv, whenever she becomes a gdoila. So yud beisiv, the first hour, she didn't do anything. She didn't do any avera, she didn't do any mitzvah, she didn't do anything. So in this hour, she's part of it. She didn't accept the geiris, and she wasn't moichin the geiris. Now, in this hour, someone was ma'anisa. So the Gemara is takashe, The Gemara asked the kasha, so why do you have to give a knas lemaisa? The Gemara answers, l'chi godlo, that means that you give it to her when she lost the schus macho. That means she was noig minig yadis already. She accepted the geiris. That's when you give her. That means when she, l'chi godlo, l'chi godlo means l'chi godlo biyadis. When it was godlo biyadis, then you give her. Abaye lo yoma kerov, shle yechayte niska. Abaye held from knast is bechlal no shayle. Shle yechayte niska. Mashme, the rove less late time with the shle yechayte niska. That means rove did ask the kasha from the Mishnah lo nare, so he held. If lamaisa she's a goite, so there's no such word. So sekumte nishkan knast, so you don't give knast. Because. Omrine bepeg sheshe nogach dalet vehei, kesova rameya kusim geri emesim. The Gemara says there that rameya holds the kusim a geri emes. Uknasu de konis rameya bemomoinam linyin sheshe nogach shle yitmu behem. That means even though theoretically they're yidin, but in the payments of by negiche, they have dinim of goyim because Rameya wanted that we shouldn't intermingle with them, so that's, oh, but they're really Yidin. The Yidin with, by Negiches Asher, they gave them different dinim. But really they're Yidin. Porech Elo Naritz, so Al Kaponim, the Yidin which have Goyish dinim, in order we shouldn't intermingle with them. Porech Elo Naritz, Sheyeshlam Knas, Abo Alakusis. This mission going according to Rameya. Vikones Rameya b'momoinam. No, if Rameya gave them a din goy, legabi dine momenes, in order that we shouldn't intermingle with them, achiname niknitz. So why wasn't he koines by inis? Mishani tohoche leboy lemiknish, lo yechayte niska. Samuel says, they didn't want a cancer. Shleye chayte niska, that means here a yid was a chayte, and he was ma'anisa, or mikadin, she's a yid. No, we should cancel. Shleye mubem, shleye chayte niska, they didn't want. Hashte, okay, so that's pshat in the Mishnah. He says, we have a stir in Rameya. Rameya says, even though kusim ageri emes, but they gave them, b'dinei momenis, they gave them the din of a goy. That's what Rameya holds. And over here we find, Hastis, that Rameya holds that they have a din of a yid. So Rabbi says, Shleichayte niske. Ahashta l'rova de lesle hochetam de chayte niske. Eichimotsi mishani hosom. So now Rova's the American problem. How will he explain Shitas Ramei. Vishloima, the hosom islay shaper high time. He says, there is ichal shleye chaytiniska. Given the bedin yeshlam knas. Meikaradin this knas. The geri emesain. Elo the boy le meekness lohu. But he wants to counsel the kusim. Shloyit mubem. Esvor the mishum time shleye chaytiniska. Makmina lo adina. I mean, listen. This person was a chayte. She's a bas yisrael meikad in the geriyemes, some emele. So shloye chayte niska is makmina leyadini. Taki give her the knas. Avogoches svirale l'rove the mishum time shloye chayte niska in liten law to give a giyoyis. Kiva the minadin less law. So the Chassam Sofer brings a raya from this Taisvis, that Taisvis learns that the macho is oike the geiris mi'ikore. So comes that he was ma'anis agoite. If you're ma'anis agoite, after the macho, he don't say shloitei choitei niska. The Taisa sang a beautiful beer in Rav. Eis Rav is said, Eis Rav over there by Kusim is Meikar Adin Dayin. Mikadin, I owe them a knas. No, shloyitmu, they took away their dinei Yisrael, but shloyitiniske, zot minen adinu. Mashenkin over here, me ikar adin, you don't owe them a knas. Shreyavedis, keichom, and gemure yim timche. Some say that means that Bashas, he was manas, or she was a goyim. Bekel nars is leravish leichayt in iske gabi shvuyim shindikmini lobek dushosa. There's also the same thing, because we assume that the shvuy was not mezan. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hagodol shebo al haktana. Hagodol was boil haktana apchusami baskimot. So that means it doesn't have a hilchus beer. Vikoton shebo al hagdoilo, or a pchusa apochis mi ben tes, was boil agdoilo. Umukesaitz, or amukesaitz. So in all these three cases, the first two cases, there was no beile, it was pchusa mi bas gimel, apochis mi ben tes. In the third case, she's a mukesaitz, also no beile. Shuboson mosayin divrei Rameh. So Rameh says, as long as this ish is not a beule, so the ksub is mosayin. The chachomim oinrim mukesaitz ksubos amona. A mukesaitz, the ksub is amona. So it would seem from the Mishnah, in the first two cases, we'll see she's not a beule. But the third case, we'll see, she's not a psula, she's a mukaseitz, psuba samona. We'll see later in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Habo laktana pchusami bashol, shein biyosan biya, shrei besula achoizrin. Fikotn pochis mventeisha, shamucha chomim, ein biyosay biya, uboam agdoila. Also not a biyosay biya. A mukaseitz, sheliska lo eitz boisei mok, psuba samasayim, im noso leishache, kein. If you didn't say explicitly, listen, I want you to be a psula, so the chiyuv is, even though this is not a true psula, because of these things which occurred with her, but ksubosom a sign. Chachamim ma'im kasei ksubosom on. Zok the Mishnah baita, besula almone, gerusha b'chalutza min ha'nisui, Subosan mone. Zutrashi besulo. She almone, oi grushe, oi chalutz mina nisuin. Kigoin she nifnuso do chupe. Umeis bailo becheskash shaloi nivalo. That means we assume that he wasn't boilo. He died right after the chupe. So we assume it's becheskash shaloi nivalo. So she's a psula. Subosan mona, afal pikein, since she's an asur ready, im niseis la'acha, istam, subosan mona, the becheskas bula kaime mishenichnes alochupa. That means, she has a din bula, legabi ksuba al kaponim, by nichnes alochupa, some emele, therefore, the ksubosa is a mona. Ve'ein lam tainis psulim. Ein yochel lahafsido oiso mone, loime becheskes psulen is a sicha, vrei mekri mekartois, once a time it's a mekartois, he can't do such a thing. Hagiyeres vashvuye vashivcha shenivdu vishnizgayru vishnishtacharu yiseyreis al bnoi sholoi shana v'yem echad, ksuboson mone, ve'ein lahen tainis psulen. He's also ein lahen tainis psulen, means weiter, I mean, here we assume that they were bulis already, and Elam Taik, you can't say it's a mekartois. Oma Rav Yehuda Omara, Kotn habo ala gdoilo, oso mukaseitz. A kotn, that was kotn apochus mi bentes, habo ala gdoilo, oso mukaseitz. Ki amriso kamei dishmu, Oma, Ein mukas eitz beboso. Now, let us see Tosfos, then we'll see Rashi. Shmuel Omar ain mukas eitz bebosa. So Tosfos says this is a moira de kepsha and de gemora. Beloy heishel psulim eili. It's speaking about physically she's a psula. The beheishel loma yesholi is pchusa mi mukas eitz. What is Shmuel saying? A shtekteira mukas eitz bebosa. I mean, what's, she's not a psula. So, if the chachomim hold amukis eitz, is, he has a psula smone, has a ksubis smone, so, what's the vote? Amukis eitz bebosor, so, what's the chilik? What was the factor that was mesha the psula? She's not a psula. So, Tosfos says, we're speaking about that he wasn't mesha the psula. So now let's understand the shaila. What is the shaila? The shaila is enachanami, but there was a maisa bia done with her. Halachically, it doesn't have a shame bia. It's a pochus mi bentes, but a maisa bia was done. Now a mais does. So the shaila is: does a maisa bia give her a shame beula? That is the shaila over here. Even though this maisa bia halachically doesn't have a hilchus bia. So here we have machlokes Rav Shmu. Rav says that a maisa bia gives her a shame bula, and Shmu says it doesn't give her a shame bula. Now let us see Rashi. Ason mukeseit, nehei de ein biyosai bia, mihu loigora meyeitza nitka, if the Nafrashi learned like Tosfos, Ula Rabbonon the Pligi Amukis Eitz, Subosamon, Vachinlin Yinkoin Godu, this Nan Leisa as Mukis Eitz, Anami Yasivale. It's equivalent to Amukis Eitz. That's what Rashi says, according to Rav. And Shmuel says, Amukis Eitz, Babos Rodom, Vibula Layhave, Mukis Eitz, Nami Les. I don't know if Rashi learns like Tosfos, because there's a different mahalach in the Tosfos read. But let's just go a little further. Fine. So we have here a machlokes. Let's learn about the Gemara according to Tosfos. L'chaira, that is the shaila. The shaila is, if a maise be'ila was done without a shoras psulim, does it give her a din pe'ula lagabi ksube? We'll see. Zokte Gemara weit, ike de masn lo lo shmeite ba ape nafsh. Kotten habo la gdoilo. Rav oma aso mukes eitz. Rav says, it wasn't said, now there was Rav Yehuda mara. It was we had in the beferish machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav Oma so mukas eitz, Shmuel Oma ein mukas eitz bebosa. Mosev Rabbi Shaye. So Rabbi Shaye asked from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Godol shebo ala ktano. Vekotn habo ala gdoilo. Umukas eitz. Ksuboson mosayim divrei Rameya. So in all these three cases, Rameya holds that it's ksuboson mosayim. So it says klo, mukes eitz ksubosa mona. Oba kotna bola gedoilo, ksubosa mosai. So we see klo, agaye tishmu, ein mukes eitz bebosa. Oma rove, so rove said no. The rav learn shat the mission as follows. Hochikom. Godel habo alaktano veloiklu. Godel habo alaktano veloiklu. The poches mikan kenoisin etzbe ba'ayindo. It's like noisin etzbe ba'ay. That's nothing. Vekot nabo ala gdoilo. So that's posh to get mosai. Vekot nabo ala gdoilo oso mukes eitz. Umbukes eitz gufe plukte der Rameya verabonon. So Rav said pshat as follows. Rav said that Rav lam shan de mishne, a godel abo laktane, it's nothing. Now, cotton, al ball, a gdoilo, is equivalent to mukesaitz. That's a machloikis. And mukesaitz is a machloikis. Ramei and the chachomim. Ramei old mukesaitz is mosaim. The chomim old mukesaitz is mones. So, what in a cotton, al ball, a gdoilo? Now, let us see Rashi. Bapi nafsh, but like Gavri, Lomar Rav Yehuda, Mishmei Darab, Mishmei Dishmul, Alinu Gofayu, Iflikbo. Vekotn Shabo ala Gedoyla, Amukeseitz, Umida Palginu, Tana Letarti, La Iflik Rabbonon, Ella Bamukeseitz, Shamet Mino, in Mukeseitz Beboso. Mukesaitzizu, Sabosama Sim, Divirame, Kamimimrim, Kamukesaitz, Sabosamon, for Nami, the commercial Mukesaitz, Sabosamon. Period. Now, I'd like to mention something in this Gemara. We have a Moiradiki Gemara. Rav held that a cotton, a ball of Gedoilo, is a din of a mukas eitz. It was loheishim psulim. It's a din of a mukas eitz. So he said, l'chay, because there was a ma'isa bila was done in that. A ma'isa bila was done. So why by godel al bo al aktane, why there everyone holds like subosa mosayim? So in shite, there's a vote that says in the shite, because a kotna bola gdoila, she's a bas bia. So she lost her chain already. I mean, lemaise, Rav held that lemaise, now loch, it doesn't have a chain bia, it's a pochus mi bentes, obel. Already, the chain of a psula, she's a bas bia. The chain of a psula, she doesn't have. A chain came, a godel, a bo. Laktano, she's a lambas bia, so she is the chain of a psula. L'chayre, this is a svore in ksube. You have to know if by kohen gadol this would work. It's the same old, the I mean, Rashi, the Rosh also says like Tosfos and the Roshas, she's also a posel a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol l'chayre is n'toli in chayre. So, l'cheira, we have to understand what is the difference between a godel habola ktane, which is l'kula alme nothing, and cotton habola gdoy. I wanted to say two mahalchem. One mahalach I wanted to say is a moiridike tshuvis rabbi kivegel. Rabbi Kivega asks Akasha, an unbelievable Akasha. Yes, Akasha, the Gemara says in Temure, if you hold Uba Yerach Imoi, and you had a behema nirbas, which is posel akrove, so the Gemara says, he ublodo nirbo. Uba Yerach Imoi, so the Uba was also nirba. So the Uba is posel akrove. It was nirba, he ublodo nirba. Fragt Rabbi Kivega Akasha, so if you'll do be a chimoy, how is a person permitted to be boiled ishtoy muberes? It's bitoy. What if it's bitoy? So it's boiled bitoy. So boiled bitoy. He, just like you say, he of Lord Daniel, but minatoyre, this is absurd. So it's boiled bitoy. So Rabbi Kivega says, as follows. So the Kevegi says that, no, she's a Pchusami Bas Gimel. The Bas. So Minatoyre, there's no Issa. Minatoyre, there's no Issa. Fine.
Now he class shall maybe be, but with the Rabbonon it should be also just like a cotton abola gdoila. Rabbi Kivege seemed to hold that minatoire a pchusim ibas gimu is mutter minatoire. It's a beer. A pochis mebentes is mutter. Minatoire ob mit Rabbonon they answered it. So Rabbi Kivege weiter gibt them by a kashe. Rabbi Kivege also. So, midrabbanan should be yos. How is a person allowed to be by the shteimu beres? That's Rabbi Kivege zakash. So Rabbi Kivege says, ani luyeh shiteres. Rabbi Kivege said like this. A godel abola ktane. No, a kotn abola gdoilo. They ask it in midrabbanan. That means even though minatoira doesn't have hilchus biye, but midrabbanan they ask it. Fine. A godel habo al apchusim ibas gimel darabonan didn't ask it. Why not? She says, you know why? Because they don't have to ask it. Min ha-teir etos ha-tashchos ha-zeha. Since she's allowed bas bia, she don't have to ask it. A godel habo al apchusim ibas gimel. She don't have to ask it mi darabonan, min ha-teir etos ha. This is not bile. This is ha-tashchos ha-zeha. So the rabbonan never asked it. If the Rabbonon never answered it, so it's not also pulling the Rabbonon also. So here was a person that's Boal Ishtoi, so there's no Ashkosis there, and the Rabbonon never answered the Boal Akhtane, so I'm a Melitz Mutter. That's Agoin Rabbi Kivege. So Agoin Rabbi Kivege says, I'm Moira Dikizach. Al Kaponim, it comes out from Rabbi Kivege as follows. That a cotton habo'al agdoilo is a biyim idarabona, and you're not allowed to. A godel habo'al aktana, afilam idarabona is also not a biyim. They never afilam idarabona, it's not a biyim. So memele, we could understand pshat in Rav as follows. Rabbi Kivege gives us meredik guidelines. Rav holds that a cotton abola gdoilo midarabonon has a shame be. So she's a bula midarabonon. Just like there's an isel to make the bila, if she's an elf or whatever it is, so it has a shame bila to make a bula also. So she's a bula le kaingodol midarabonon, she's a bula le gabik sube. A godol abola ktane, Rabbi Kivege said, that is no Issel whatsoever. So there's no Issel, so she's not a bull either. That's what we can say, a pidalke shel Rabbi Kivege. But I saw in Dvar HaMelech from Rav Kreuzer, Zal Gesundheim, he's medayik from the Rambam that the whole yesod of Rabbi Kivege, a cotton, a ball of doyle is also mit der Rabbonon from the Rambam would seem it's not also mit der Rabbonon either. It's not also mit der Rabbonon. Kain was machadish as a new Issa der Rabbon. He says this, he didn't find such an Issa. But Lemaise, he says, a moire de kizach. And perhaps this will help us gewaldig in our Gemara. He says like this, a pchusim ibas gimol, that when it's a lav bas bia, it's not al pi haloch, it's a lav bas bia. B'tevet, it's not called a maisa bia. A pchusim ibas gimel is not called a maisa bia. A pochis mi bentes, that's a halochis in shiurim. That means we have shiurim that a bia's pochis mi bentes doesn't have a shame bia. But napshat is not a maisa bia. It's a maise beer, but halachically it doesn't have a shame beer. Here's a raya, we won't go into the raya. So koponim, so according to him, it's beautiful argamore. That means like this, that a kotin halbo ala gedoyla be'emes, it is a maise beer. So Rav holds if it's a maise beer, so she becomes a bohule. So a meiser be also makes a bula. Lagabi chiyuvim, lagabi dos, it's not called a bia gmul, it doesn't have a, la halach, it doesn't have a shem bia, lagabi yisurim. Oh, but it's called a meiser bia. A meiser bia also gives her a shem bula, even though there's no asharas psulim. So she's a bula. Masha ein kein a godel habo alaktane, they're not halachically, it's not a meiser bia. But metzias, it doesn't have a shem bia. So there, according to everyone, she doesn't have a shame bullet.